Opening hymn is 371. Morning of the Holy Eucharist, right through, begins on page 355 of the Red Prayer Books. Page 355, as we remain standing for a little bit, at the top of the page, Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be the kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open. All desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts this morning by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Lord be with you. Thank you. As we remain standing, let us pray. The collect for this Sunday, the 21st Sunday after the day of Pentecost, the contemporary version on one of the bulletin inserts. Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and charity, and that we may obtain what you promise, make us love what you command. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. And now as we begin the readings, I invite everyone involved with Sunday school, young and old, grandparents and grandchildren, to follow Patty down the hallway. And the rest of us can be seated.
This is a reading from the 42nd chapter of Job. Then Job answered the Lord, "I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Hear, and I will speak. I will question you, and you declare to me. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes." And the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he had prayed for his friends. And the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then there came to him all his brothers and sisters and all who had known him before. And they ate bread with him in his house. They showed him sympathy and comforted him for all the evil the Lord had brought upon him. And each of them gave him a piece of money and a gold ring. The Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. He named the first Jemima, the second Keziah, and the third Karen Hapuk. In all the land, there were no women so beautiful as Job's daughters. And the father gave them an inheritance along with their brothers. After this, Job lived 140 years and saw his children and his children's children 4 generations. And Job died old and full of days. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
His praise shall ever be of my mouth.
I will glory in the Lord.
Let the humble hear and rejoice.
Proclaim with me the greatness of the Lord.
Let us exalt his name together.
I sought the Lord and he answered me.
And delivered me out of all my terror.
Look upon him and be radiant.
And let not your face be ashamed.
I called in my affliction, and the Lord heard me,
and saved me from all my troubles.
The angel of the Lord encompasses those who fear him,
and he will deliver them.
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
Happy are they who trust in him.
Many are the troubles of the righteous,
but the Lord will deliver him out of them all.
He will keep safe all his bones.
Not one of them shall be broken.
Evil shall slay the wicked.
And those who hate the righteous will be punished.
The Lord ransoms the life of his servant.
And none will be punished who trust in him. Please remain seated now for the second reading.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Furthermore, the former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. But he, Jesus, holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able for all time to save those who approach God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, blameless, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, he has no need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins, and then for those of the people. This he did once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priests those who are subject to weakness, but the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. The word of the Lord.
Hymn 671.
Praise you, Lord Christ.
please be seated if possible. A number of years ago, this time of year, I found myself in the city of Juneau, probably for a church meeting or something. And in a free moment during the meeting, the Reverend Mark Besser took me and a few others to an old cemetery in kind of the center of Juneau. And we walked through the fall time leaves to an old grave back in the back of the place. I remember Donald Peter had made a cross. And he showed us the grave. Large gravestone there. And they'd been there a number of years. And inscribed on the gravestone were the names of the two folks that were buried there. A fairly young man and his new wife. And a verse from the Old Testament. The verse is from when David's friend Jonathan has died, and it speaks about their friendship, David and Jonathan. Buried there, beneath that gravestone, were Walter Harper, first one to climb Denali, and his young wife Frances, nurse from the hospital in Fort Chicken. And they died 91 years ago today. Once upon a time, there weren't airplanes flying to Seattle. All there were boats. And 91 years ago, the Princess Sophia, which was filled with folks going outside from the north, foundered off the coast of Juneau, and over 300 or so folks died and drowned when it sank. And among them was Walter Harper, who had just gotten married, and his wife, Frances. Archdeacon Stuck was stunned by the news because Harper was his friend. And some folks say he was never really himself after that death. And he died about a year and a half later. He oversaw the burial, and he inscribed on that gravestone that verse from David missing his friend Jonathan. As a testimony to his friendship to Walter Harper and all the trails they had covered from here to Point Hope and back. The eternity of friendship. Tree and I, and sometimes Hillary, get given a gift in that we get to be here for nearly everything that happens around this place. And when I went home last night, my head was reeling as I sat there in the chair and tried to figure out, now what do we do? Friday afternoon, I stood outside the church and watched friends carrying out the casket of their friend, slowly bringing it here from the front, through the narthex, putting it in the hearse, and off we went to Birch Hill. Just friends. And Saturday afternoon, 24 hours later, I stood that same place on the sidewalk and watched friends gathered around other friends who had just gotten married, hugging each other and smiling and laughing. And the last official thing that happened at St. Matthew's last night, was a stirring poem read by the former senior warden, who was the best man at the wedding, to the newly married couple. And the poem spoke about friendship. There's a theme of friendship running all the way through this, and it runs through all the lessons today, one way or the other. And it runs through all our lives. In the first reading, the book of Job, this is the conclusion of the book of Job. If you don't remember, we've been listening to it for the last, I don't know, 6 weeks or something like that. And now we finally get to the end of it. Job has been through more junk than anyone has ever had to go through. He's lost everything, and now, and he's finally faced God, and now it all comes back together again, even better than it was at the beginning. But notice, hiding there in that reading, the Lord doesn't restore everything to Job until he's prayed for his friends. First he has to pray for his friends. And then he gets everything back, and then all the family comes in, and then all the other friends come in, and everything gets back twice as much as it was. Donkeys, sheep, cattle, llamas, whatever all that was. He gets it all back twice as much as he had. He gets 7 sons and he gets 3 daughters. Notice we don't know the sons' names, but we know the daughters' names. And for some reason this translation doesn't translate them. Their names, just in case you're looking for a name for your next child, their names are Dove, Cinnamon, and Eyeshadow. Eyeshadow. Is that mascara? I want to baptize somebody Eyeshadow. So their names are Dove, Cinnamon, and Eyeshadow. And there's nobody as beautiful as Job's daughters. And it all comes out wonderfully. And notice, I mean, just while you're keeping track of things, that in this new happy ever after ending to this thing, not only do the sons get a share of the inheritance, but big move, the daughters get a share in the inheritance too. This is a big step for the Old Testament. And because it's good to listen to elders, you need to know that Gladys Terry, significant elder around this place at the Pioneer Home on Thursday, looked at that and said, well, that's an argument for why they should ordain priests. Why they should ordain women priests. So you should listen to things and the elders. The daughters are equal. But it all, at the heart of it is, first Job has to pray for his friends. And then all the friends are there, having a piece of bread and giving him a piece of money. The friends come together. And even in that kind of weird second reading, which is kind of locked up in the book of Leviticus, trying to explain what's going on, even then it says, the Lord Christ now, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever, the Lord Christ now spends all of his time simply praying for his friends. For his friends. And then comes this gospel reading. Then comes this gospel reading. The story of Bartimaeus. Jesus and his disciples come to Jericho, a place where the walls come tumbling down. Place where the walls come tumbling down. And what walls do we build that need to come tumbling down so that we can see? Jesus and his disciples come to Jericho. What happens in Jericho? Don't know. Doesn't matter what happened in Jericho. What happens is when they go to leave Jericho. As they go to leave Jericho, Jesus and the disciples and a large crowd. There's who? Sitting on the side of the road. What's his name? We don't know his name. His name's Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. Yeah, but the name Bartimaeus means son of Timaeus. He doesn't have his own name. His name isn't Bob or Charlie or Fred or Mike or Ray or Pete or whatever. His name is just son of Timaeus. He doesn't have his own name. We don't know his name. Maybe we don't know his name because maybe his name is Scott. His name is Audrey. His name is Willie. Maybe his name is all of our names. And he's just sitting on the side of the road. How long has he been sitting there? Just sitting on the side of the road. And when he hears the commotion and he asks somebody, so they say, that's Jesus of Nazareth. And then he begins to shout out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And don't get caught up with the legal thing that mercy means like judge and all that stuff. In the language of the Bible, the word translated as mercy just means be kind. That's all it means. be kind to me. Bartimaeus sits on the side of the road and calls out, Jesus, Son of David, be kind to me. Be kind to me. Jesus, Son of David, be kind to me. And if the first prayer of Christianity is the Lord's Prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, da-da-da-da-da, the second oldest prayer in Christianity is a prayer called the Jesus Prayer, which comes from Bartimaeus. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. One breath in, one breath out. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, be kind to me. That's simple. He calls out. The crowd tells him, shh, behave yourself. You're in church. Don't fool around. But he cries out even more loudly, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of David, be kind to me. And Jesus stood still. You know, we hear all this talk about, you know, the force of God is moving through the world, and God is moving through my life, and God is moving through your life, and God is moving like the current in the river, and God is moving like the wind. Jesus stands still. He stands still. And he hears Bartimaeus. He focuses just on Bartimaeus. Doesn't pay any attention to his cell phone. Doesn't say, oh, wait, I've got to update my Facebook page. Doesn't say, oh, wait, I've got to go do this, I've got to do that, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. He hears only Bartimaeus. He hears only that moment. He stands still for this guy sitting on the side of the road saying, be kind. And he says, come here. Nah, that's not what he said. He says to his friends, tell him to come here. He uses his friends. He doesn't speak in a big, deep voice from the sky, Bartimaeus, come here. And rainbows and thunderstorms and all that. He says to his friends, tell him to come here. Because God uses folks. God uses other people. God uses those around us. God uses our friends. That crazy story that I know I've told before, but I just remembered it before the service, so I can tell it again, because you can't go anyplace because you got to sit there. That when I was about Jesse's age, I was an acolyte in a church, and it was a big, fancy church out in Virginia, dear heavens. And I had to come out and light the candles with the fancy candle lighter thing you use. And so I stepped out, and as I stepped out, I lit the thing, and as I stepped out to light the candles, the thing went out. And I didn't know what to do. So I stood there with this unlit candle lighter thingy up to the candle. And my parents were dying in the back row. And finally, somebody sitting up here, a guy got up with a lighter and came up and lit the candle light thing, and so I could light the candle. My mother said later, what do you think, it was going to light by magic? No, I don't know, but the instructions were, you light the candles. All I knew, I had this thing, and so somehow it was going to light. And it did light, because God uses other people. And he used that guy in the front row who felt sorry for me. And the Lord Christ uses Bartimaeus' friends, the people around it, say, tell him to come here. My friends say, take heart. Rise up. He's calling you. Bartimaeus throws off his coat, springs to his feet, and comes to Jesus. Remember, he's blind. Springs up, takes off his coat, and goes running off into the distance. Try that. Close your eyes and try to run from here to the parking lot. Or close your eyes and try to run to me now. You know, it'd be tricky. But Bartimaeus runs to the Lord Christ. And Jesus says to him, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? Which is what Jesus is always saying. What do you want me to do for you? Again and again and again. The question of God. What do you want me to do for you? And Bartimaeus looks at him with his blind eyes and says, "My teacher, let me see again. I once could see. Let me see again. I want to see sunlight on the grass in the morning. I want to see birds singing in the trees. I want to see the moonlight when it comes up over the hills. I want to see clouds when they pass by. I want to see the laughter on the faces of children. I want to see the faces of my friends. Let me see the wonder that is in this world that I used to be able to see, but I can't see it anymore." "My teacher," says Bartimaeus, "let me see again. Because I can't see anymore. I've lost it. I can't see through my tears, or through my anger, or through my memories, whatever it is that's blinded me, or whatever it is that's blinded you. Let me see again." And Jesus smiles at him and says, "Go. Your faith has made you well." When did we see his faith? Sitting on the side of the road, just sitting. How long had he been sitting there? Well, I asked once, that's enough, okay. How long has he been sitting there, just sitting? His faith, when he cries out again and again and again, even though it seems to be going no place, even though it's like shooting an arrow up into nothingness. "Just be kind, please be kind, please be kind. Lord Jesus, please be kind." His faith, as he keeps crying out again and again and again, his faith in listening and trusting to his friends around him, saying, "Get up! He's calling you! Take heart!" His faith in listening to his friends, his faith in trusting his friends as they encouraging him, and finally, his faith in jumping up and running off into the unknown distance, running off into the unknown future, and his faith in believing that dreams can come true. "I want to see again that it's possible for things to come true." That's all the places his faith showed up. "Your faith has made you well." Immediately he regains his sight and follows him along the way. As a church year starts to come to an end, notice the importance of friendship. Those guys just hanging around, yeah. Those folks you're texting or wanting to text while you sit here. All your friends, even there on Facebook. The importance of friends. That none of this story would have happened if it wasn't for friends. The importance of friendship. As the church year comes to an end, next Sunday is the Feast of All Saints. A celebration of light. That's why Halloween's so dark. Because November 1st is so light. And the church word for friendship and the eternity of friendship is the communion of saints. But not even death separates friendship. Not even death. St. Augustine, giving a sermon to adults who are about to be baptized, cautioned them that remember that just as when you take the Eucharist, you're careful not to let any crumbs fall from your hands. So when you hear Scripture, you have to be careful not to let any pieces of it fall away and not pay attention to it. But all the words are important. And so why does Mark make a point of saying twice, Son of Timaeus? Son of Timaeus. Why is that so important? Because in the group that Mark was writing the gospel to, sitting over there, was Timaeus. Because they knew who Timaeus was. So he makes a point of saying, this is a story about Timaeus' son. And Timaeus is sitting there, and his son next to him. We're all always just sitting along the side of the road with our friends, saying, Lord Jesus, be kind. Just us and our friends into the eternity of life everlasting. Amen. So I invite you to stand as we continue with the Nicene Creed, page 358. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. The Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son.
With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has
spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We one baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
Resurrection
of the dead and the life of the world to come. The prayers of the people are Form 3, page 387. Page 387. That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons.
That they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer in any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed an eternal rest.
Let light perpetual shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom. I ask your prayers this morning for all those on our parish intercession lists, all those traveling, all those in recovery, all those serving overseas and their families, all those in the Denali Center, the Pioneer Home, the Correctional Centers, and the other homes and programs, all those grieving. Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept all the prayers of your people and strengthen us each to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Back on page 360, let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Everyone gets to spring to their feet. You can leave too. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Share that with your friends.
Oh God, our time is in your hands. Look with favor, we pray, on your servants, Judy, Rudy, Woody,
Maggie,
Barb,
Cracker,
and Julia. That they all will be in the future. Grant they may grow in wisdom and grace, and strengthen their trust in your goodness all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Lord of wonder and delight in the season of saints and nice music, hold the gift of your friend that we just prayed for. You brought in your creation in this season of light and beauty. Let the songs of angels surround them. The prayers of friends keep them warm. And your blessing break a trail before them all the days and nights of the year to come. In your name, Lord Christ, we do pray. Amen. If, seriously, moving along. If there are any other announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, visitors, rhyming names, remember the words of our Lord, it's more blessed to give than to receive. The choir is an anthem.
Darkness and the grave. To you live as a light on earth.
continue now with the Great Thanksgiving, page 361. Page 361. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, for you are the source of light and life. You made us each in your image and have called us to new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices now with angels, archangels, and all the company of heaven who forever are singing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Now you may sit or kneel if you wish, or remain standing, whatever helps you to pray. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us all for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to bring us back to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took a cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim together the mystery of faith. The Christ has died.
Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you now in unity, constancy, and at peace. And at the last day, bring us with all those we love, with all your saints, into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Now, as our Savior Christ keeps trying to teach us, and as Bella Jean leads us first in her language,
Ngoge father ne juje yenji jeje kuche nan khat akot gonji ji drenje ne wala nasse twindo lekutana jan washi no tkwandu no phat awang kuchinli na to ai na tkwandu no phat thanki te en go san on kuchitali go ket kutan tai kutsa no phat thano eso go tkwandu kutsan no hoyinonji Quahatune at Sunday Sea. Go get quasit, I quite quasit. shik akoshikinjit. Amen.
We are bold to pray with her. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. For you, the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed them on Him in your heart by faith with thanksgiving. Take heart now, rise, He is calling you. This is the Lord's table. He invites all to come and share. No one is turned away. We invite the front pews to come forward.
Thank you.
Page 365, Lord's Prayer. Page 365. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace. Grant us strength and courage to love and serve you. The peace of God, which passes all understanding in the noise of this world, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among us this week and remain with us always. Amen. Amen. Hymn 493. Coffee and blood pressure in the back. There's rugged Arctic conditions outside.